start the Thursday, January 2nd, 2025 Public Safety Committee meeting. We are present with myself, Alderman Soling, Alderman Funkhauser, Sergeant Strop, Chief Jensen, and Marlis, our note taker. Are there any citizen comments? Anyone on Zoom?
Nobody on Zoom.
I don't think so. Minutes from our November 21st, 2024 committee meeting for correction. Any additions, deletions? No? All right. We're going to amend the agenda and move old business 1, which is PS 2025-1, to the top of the list for Sergeant Strop. So
we're going to save 2 minutes in time?
I don't know. I really want to talk about the adjudication reports for November and December. So get into some detail with those.
Let's get to it. Awesome. So I'm going to go ahead and start out real quick. I'm going to talk about goals, our 2025 annual department goal, a little bit later. But this is a direct, this is in direct relationship to that goal with Sergeant Strop reporting on Route 47. Obviously, we know we have a lot of complaints, or we've had a lot of business complaints downtown, a lot of residential complaints. Our focus has been, for the month of December, hitting downtown pretty hard. And I give you guys have a copy of the latest report that Sam completed with the accident data, speed data, all that stuff on there. Just real quick, this report, or the information in this report, it covers November. And then when we got the complaint in December, so this covers primarily, or the numbers I'm going to give you is December 10th through December 31st. We spent 84.3 hours in the area of downtown Yorkville from River Road to Fox, specifically in that area. Our total stops was 111. We had 103 written warnings issued and 8 citations issued. I'm going to let Sam go into detail about all the other information, so I'm going to turn it over to you, Sam.
Thank you. Pardon the date on the front, it's 2025, not 2024, sorry about that. Last traffic report I completed was in October. I completed one starting October through the remainder of the year. The speed signs have been up downtown by the railroad crossing collecting speed data. The speed numbers are about the same as the previous report, the 85th percentile going through the downtown area. On page 7, it's about 37 miles an hour, which is a little quick for the downtown. Since October, we've had one new traffic crash in the downtown area. I believe it was at 47 in Van Emmon. On the traffic counts as well, on page 7, where I have the speeds, the total number of vehicles for that time frame that I collected the data, I put an average daily traffic going through there, and there's about 8,000 to 9,000 cars going through there on a daily basis. We increased, as Chief Jensen said, the directed patrol area from 47 and Hydraulic and Van Emmon up to River Road to the north, and to Fox Road to the south to get people slowing down a little bit more before they enter the downtown area. We've also increased not only the direct patrols, which the officers are doing daily, but we've conducted saturated patrols downtown there, where an officer supervisor standing down there with a LIDAR, an officer stack up, and we stop cars for folks on speeding, cell phone violations, and things that contribute to vehicle crashes. I've reached out to the sheriff's office. They've helped us a few times for manpower on those directed and saturated patrols. I also reached out to the state police, because 47 being a state highway. I reached out to the supervisor in charge of the district downtown, or in Yorkville, as well as the supervisor that's in charge of grant details for the state police. Both agreed to assist, but that's contingent on manpower. The supervisor that was in charge of the grants deemed Yorkville area down there as a low priority compared to their other areas they have to do, but they did express they would assist us in helping us with details. As again in this report, I made two suggestions last time. Both went in front of the traffic meeting that we conducted. One was moving the 30-mile-an-hour sign, and again, it'd be up for IDOT to review. For southbound Route 47 traffic, moving it a little further north, because when they hit that 500 feet for the speed reduction from 35 to 30, it's by the time they hit the railroad tracks, and I was hoping that they could possibly slow it down before they even come into the downtown area. As well as there is a crosswalk at 47 and Hydraulic. Right now there's not a lot of pedestrian traffic, but I guess there was talks they may remove that crosswalk there, but I made a suggestion for increased pedestrian safety to update that crosswalk. Those were my two suggestions. That's what I have for the downtown area right
now. Awesome. So one of the, just kind of going over the report, on page 7, the two areas that I see in the report that are most concerning is 11 to 15 miles an hour over the speed limit. There's 9,800 cars, almost 9,900 cars out of that entire time frame. And then 16 plus over the limit, we had 1,773. So the cars that are flying through there are flying through there. We're going to work on the different time frames that they're coming through at the higher speeds, and then make sure we can get our day shift or night shift out there around those times to make the stops. We did have somebody 95 plus coming
through. Downtown?
Yeah.
Do we have the max speed that could be put into the report, or just noted, you know, if there's something like that there?
Sure.
Just to get an idea of that one. And let me add, the 85th percentile, that's a moving slide, right? Because that's 85% of all traffic during that time. So that number slides. We were talking about what that 85th percentile.
As far as the speed goes, so yes. The 85th percentile is in the 30-mile-an-hour zone. It is 37.6, roughly 38 miles per hour. Could that slide up or down? Yes.
Right, because that's, even though it's posted, we're not taking
correct
of 30 miles per hour. It's the total traffic, so that 85th is 37 miles an hour.
Correct.
Because that's a sliding number. From yep. How I understand the numbers work. Okay.
That's correct. Yeah. Is there a way, Sam, you could put the high number on there, like the highest speed?
I mean, even if it's a footnote.
On page 7, where we have the, you have the asterisks with the note.
So I got the, where was it, the average speed? I have max speed. You want an asterisk?
Oh.
Because I have it next to the 85th percentile column.
You do have the
max speed. And
max
then,
speed,
and then
northbound, southbound, and then... Yeah, so that's the 96
yes.
to 100. Okay, yeah, so it's the range.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't have the exact, but it's the range.
I can probably get the exact speed, but yeah, it's the range of the 96.
That's a small enough
4 miles per
hour. Yeah, that's small enough to get that. I'm good with that then. I missed that one.
Did okay. He get stopped?
No.
That just got picked up on
that could have been a squad car. I would really hope that our people wouldn't be going 96 through the downtown.
Okay, so we get data. Our camera collects all the vehicles passing at a speed. It doesn't take a picture of each one. So we don't have it capturing. It's not like a flock.
The video's not good
but
enough.
But it's not something that catches that.
No, there's a video camera. It's probably good enough if like someone tampers with the sign and removes it. You can see their face. But for...
it's not taking a picture.
Correct.
Of
no.
We're flock is only a license plate.
Exactly.
It's not a full picture of the car. It's strictly of the thing.
Yeah, because I was just wondering, is that
you need speed cameras, and we can't even if you guys said, hey, we're going to buy speed cameras and we're going to do that, we can't in Kendall County.
You can't put them on 47 anyway. Yep. It's a state highway.
Correct. But some areas like King County, like Aurora, Waubonsie, they have red light cameras. I don't know where I don't know in the King County area where there's a speed camera. I have not seen one. But either way, Kendall County is not included in the statute for us to do that. So.
Good luck getting the mayor to sign off on the speed camera.
Yeah, I'm not even going to ask that question.
Never happened.
I don't want to. Yeah. I was just wondering if there's a way to correlate the, you know, was it an officer? Was it a legitimate
not.
Reason?
Yeah.
Or was there just somebody cruising in the middle of the night?
Could have been.
Middle of the truck.
Could have been. So we're going to keep it on the old business agenda. So each month, Sam will get me updates, or obviously we're every 2 months, but we'll get updates with what we've done and hopefully see a reduction. Again, part of our goal for 2025 as a department is to identify the problems, have the officers and sergeants and teams come up with solutions to those problems, and then, you know, you know, I can make 200 stops and write, you know, 195 written warnings, but if we still have the same speeding problem at some point, while I can't force officers to write tickets, but at some point we're going to stay in the same place for, you know, how long before they're going to start getting sick of it and then start writing tickets. So our goal is to make sure we solve a problem, and our problem right now is in the downtown area.
And going back to the speed signs, right now I got the speed signs up there. They're not displaying the speed because I like to collect the data without throwing it off. But tonight I was going to toss up the speed, throw it up there a period of time to see if that causes a reduction, to see if it gets people's attention. Mm-hmm.
I like that it's not showing the information that your speed, because you're getting truly a sense of.
Yeah, correct.
They probably think it's not even functioning.
What's that?
Probably think it's not even functioning.
Well, most people don't know it's there. They don't even see because it's just a small black sign.
Yeah, the other night when I was doing 100, I didn't see it.
It flashed after you were passed,
right?
And then the any other conversation on that?
I was just the moving of the signs for the speed limit. How long do you think that might take to get responses on?
Well, that would be up for IDOT to review for their own study. So I don't have an answer for.
Now, that would make sense, even if it's to the start of the bridge or the
north
bank of the river.
Because I locked into 500 feet, and it was like literally at the crossing. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, they should be going slow because you got the crosswalk right before that. So,
well, Sam presented to our traffic committee that we have. Brad and Eric are on that.
Okay.
They're going to look at reaching out to IDOT to see what we can do as far as speeds.
So the crosswalk with Public Works. No problem.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It shouldn't be too hard to sell. All you're doing is just increasing the.
As much as I think it shouldn't be a problem, it's IDOT. I'm just.
It's the state.
Yeah. I don't know.
With the hydraulic crossing, mm-hmm. was it ever brought into there, and maybe they already have info about the possibility of us doing something with that downtown where the traffic, foot traffic may increase? So they're thinking of eliminating that crosswalk?
That was a talk, so there was nothing set in stone about that. It was just brought up, and that was a conversation that was had, that there's possibly eliminating that crosswalk and just utilizing the one up by Van Emmon, but nothing was ever set in stone.
Even if they eliminate it, it's not going to stop people.
No, cross there'd the have to be a physical barrier.
East and West Main, it doesn't stop people, you know, because there's a crosswalk there with the light. Mm-hmm. Further down was it center, and the very next block, people still cross there. So
they will cross where they want to cross. It's natural.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately. So that's all I got on that section. I do have one other part of old business. Last meeting, Seaver asked a question about stop signs at bike paths. So after several conversations with Megan, there is no municipal code ordinance that we can put into play to put stop signs up on bike paths with the crosswalks of like roadways. IVC, there is an IVC violation if people enter the intersection when it's not safe to do so, and they would be liable at that point based on the Illinois Vehicle Code. So we are not able to enforce that. Even if an HOA puts up a stop sign, which they can do, it's unenforceable by us. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make sure I followed up on that.
Thank you.
With that, so.
We'll have you do that next, your bike path study.
Bike path study? Yeah, I will get on that, sir.
You know I'm going to get hit tomorrow, right?
Are we bringing back the, were they bumblebees or something? What did they call those? Were they ride around on the bicycles, the black and yellows? They had
the bike patrol.
Yeah, the bike patrol, but they had like black and yellow that they would ride around on.
I didn't know that.
Something to revisit.
Send them down the path.
The sad thing is, the most dangerous thing on the bike paths, left-hand rabbits.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you that.
Like when I was riding my bike to Fox Metro, I almost wiped out at least a dozen times because the rabbits kept running out in front of me.
Mount a 16 gauge right up front with some bird shots. Clear yourself a path.
I'm over easy too, so.
I get it. All right. That's
anything
all
else
I
for
got.
Sam?
Nope.
All
good.
Thank you, Sergeant.
All right, thanks.
Thank you much.
Thanks, Sam.
Good
one. All right. Back to new business. PS 2025-2, monthly reports review for October and November 2024.
All right. So I've got October. I'm going to go over that fairly quickly, just because November's a little bit more detailed. We'll total up the numbers. As far as overtime work, 78.5. 40 of the 78.5 was reimbursed overtime. Street coverage was the second highest amount of overtime, and that's just coverage on the street when people are sick. As far as community policing efforts, we have several Facebook posts. We had the prescription drug take-back program, which we participate in twice a year. We had our CSO that we hired, Naylee Vargas, who you guys met at one of the meetings, city council meetings. She was an IBVC student. She graduated. She did a talk. They asked her to come back and do a talk, which was very, very well received. There's a couple pictures in there on Eli, our therapy dog that that we have. The next page is our recruitment for entry-level police officer positions. We had 46 people apply, took the test, and I believe we are right now at 28 or 29 that passed. And we're going to have oral interviews, and we'll probably be down to 15 or 16 by the time that is done. So our current eligibility list, we have one person left on that list, and then we're going to be incorporating these new people into that once they get done with the oral interview phase. BizBoo, we always participate in that. If you haven't been out there at BizBoo, it is crazy, crazy busy. Also, recognizing Sam for getting his master's degree. Jumping over to our training and career development, we had 489 hours for the month of October. Crash data, we had 49 total crashes, excluding private property. The highest intersection for both October and November is 126 and 47. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday seem to be the key dates, and both October and November, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. is the hottest time that's there. As far as the speed sign goes, or the portable speed sign results and our speed data, Route 47, which we just covered, that information is in the October monthly report. And then our typical traffic numbers for Route 34, Route 47 downtown, and Route 71, those are the highest three areas that, you know, we've been focusing on for traffic enforcement. As far as our actual citations were up 28 from this time last year, and written warnings were up 360 from this time last year. School resource officer activity for the month of October, we had 47. Different, whether it's calls for service, reports, classroom engagement, student counseling, outreach, that sort of thing. So 47 for the month of October, that's quite high. I believe the month of November is 45. As far as crime reporting goes, our overall reports, we were only three up from this same time last year. The major difference is 911 hangups. Every single month up to the month of October, they have always been in the 50s. This is the first time that the current month with the previous year's same month has been lower. Our projected total number of reports at for the end of the year is about 3756, so which is about 700, just under 700 more than the previous year. As far as NIBRS, our crime reporting goes, crimes against person, crime against property, and crimes against society, we are below our total numbers, significantly below our numbers from last year, which is a very, very good thing. Patrol arrests, we are projected to be 299, as almost 100 less than what we would have been the previous year. Our overall incidents, our projected total incidents are going to be about 17,000, just over 17,000, under 17.1 maybe. And then our vehicle usage and report. The month of October, we had over 3,800 miles more as compared to our gasoline expense was about $800 more. And then our overall gallons were about $426 more. So that is the month of October.
Questions? No? All right.
All right. The month of November. I'm going to skip right over to the community policing efforts on Facebook. We had two officers that you guys also recognized at the city council meeting for the for an award for the burglary. We had our community policing efforts at the senior homes for Thanksgiving, where we have pies with the cops at both Cedarhurst and down South Heritage. We had, recognizing Jack Wade, our new hiree. You guys met him at the city council meeting in November. We actually just hired someone. His first day was yesterday. We hired Sam Tickle. So we are losing Callie Caruso. Her last day was January 1st. She's going to Plainfield Police Department. And so we were able to get Sam Tickle hired. He goes to the academy this coming Sunday. So we are fully staffed at 34 still, which is a good thing. Training for the month was 538.5 hours. Overall crashes were 46. Friday was the popular day, and again, 2 o'clock till about 6 o'clock was the popular time. As far as speed data goes, there's really nothing special, nothing of note in here. Heartland in westbound and eastbound, the 85th percentile in a 30 mile per hour zone. We had a complaint on Heartland Drive in the area of Homestead and Mistwood that cars were flying up and down the road, and they're not. So we had a couple. I think when their guy's looking out and he sees a car going 46 to 50, and there were three of them reported during that time frame. If he saw that, I could see where he would think that. But the 85th percentile is 28 miles an hour, and then the eastbound is 25.5 miles an hour. As far as our speeding areas, again, the highways, major highways, are the areas that we focused on there. The detective squad, our non-criminal cases, the first month in this year that we've actually been even, with 18 in November of 23 as compared to November of 24. We're just doing a huge amount of backgrounds right now, between officer backgrounds and just the city hiring. You know, you guys gave authorization for several different new employees from Public Works to Community Development to the Police Department, so we do all the backgrounds for all of them. Total cases assigned, we were 5 down. You're going to see, I think, a pretty significant decrease in the overall criminal cases assigned. The crazy part is, in our Child Advocacy Center cases, which is our sex assault or sex violations for minors, Yorkville led the entire county in 26 cases, which is scary. So, not sure why we led the entire county, but we did. For the month of November, for our school activity, we were at 49. I said 45 earlier. We were at 49 for the month of November. Our overall reports, we were minus 58. Our projected number, again, for actually it went down from what our projected number in November was going to be as compared to October. Our projected number now is going to be just under 3,700, which is, again, a good thing. And our overall crime report for NIBRS, I think we're going to be projected at around 440 as compared to 475 the previous year. So that's a very, very good thing. Overall incidents just keep going up. And then our squad, nothing really of note when it comes to our vehicle operations and vehicle use. So
a little extra red paint on the squad shows up on next month, right?
Yes.
Very good.
We had our shop with a cop, and Chris Hayes went to turn around, and he hit the red ball in front of Target, and did about $4,000 of damage to the car.
Really?
Steph was standing right there when it
balls
happened.
Solid concrete.
And it was right at the crease of the door, so the whole door had to be replaced. You couldn't fix it. But before he got back to the PD, there was already Target pictures. His son works at Target, and his son got the video and passed it around. It was Chris Hayes, right?
Yeah.
Chris Hayes, he messes with everyone.
Well, so for him to
they
get
messed
with
him right back, which is kind of cool. Yeah. So, any questions on that?
Not for me.
All right.
We'll move on to PS 2025-3, adjudication reports.
All right. So our adjudication reports, we had of note, You're going to see a lot of the same thing, impounded vehicles. But for the month of November, we had a couple retail thefts and shoplifting, the Shell gas station, the BP gas station. For the month of November, the month of December, we had a couple possession of cannabis at Yorkville High School. You're also going to see two that you don't normally see, alcohol violations where we did our alcohol stings. And we wrote Salsa Verde, the business, and then the person who sold. So those are going to be two different ones. And there's also a couple from building and zoning that was tampering with the city water supply. I don't have any notes on those. That's BNZ. So I didn't really mess with that at all. And that's really it, unless you have a specific.
Okay, those were repeat ones. I thought I've seen them come through before.
Yeah.
Well,
I think if you're talking about the ones BNZ wrote, mm-hmm. I know talking to Eric, they've been telling the builder that he can't be doing certain things, and he's been looking into things.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that involves this, but not 100%, because we're not the ones writing them.
Exactly.
So.
Awesome.
All right. Any questions?
That's good.
Yeah. PS 2025-4. New
All
business.
Right. So our annual department goal this year, our focus is really going to be on challenging our staff to solve a problem. As you guys know, and you've heard me say it multiple times, I cannot force an officer to write a ticket. Trying to get officers to write tickets is difficult. When you're in court, you probably, when's the last time you defended a speeding ticket even? Because nobody's writing
tickets. It's always
tickets.
Accidents.
Yeah, that's it. Nobody's writing tickets. So. We've challenged this. Let me back up a little bit. This previous year, during 2024, we put in certain standards, performance standards that were daily that we had pushed our staff that they needed to do. Our primary push behind that was, you can't come in here, drive around, answer your calls, and do nothing. We are not an insurance policy as a police department. When something bad happens, yes, we are there. But our job is to be proactive. That's what our residents expect. My opinion, that's what you as board members expect. And so we bit the bullet this year. And for the last year, we've taken a lot of heat from officers saying you have to do a minimum number of stops per shift. Okay. Now, it's actually more per month. We average it out per shift. So if it's like a really bad roadway, we're not telling officers they need to go and do three stops when it's a snowy road because we don't want them to get hurt, mm-hmm. right? But they're still responsible for getting those stops done, right? And so that's what we enacted this last year. This year, now knowing that we did that previous, our goal is going to be on focusing on areas where we know we have problems. So I have met with each of the teams at roll call. Like, listen, guys, we know we had a problem on Fox Road with speeding. You can go out there and stop 600 cars and write 580 written warnings, but if we still have the problem, you're going to be, it's like putting your head against the wall, keep banging and banging and banging and expecting it to change. When you do the same thing over and over and over again, it's not going to change. So we are putting it back in our sergeants to say, listen, we've identified a problem. We are providing you the information on a problem that we can verify. Solve it. Don't care what you do, but solve the problem. Follow policy, follow the law, but solve the problem. We're putting it back in our sergeants to make sure that they supervise their people, they know what their people are doing, and that their teams are out there doing what it is they need to do in a problem area. We are providing them the information on the problem, and then we will be following up in about a month or two, depending on the problem and how severe it is, in a particular area to provide them the data saying, okay, for this last month or two, you've done this, has it worked, right? If it hasn't worked, what are you going to do to change it? If it has worked, fantastic job. Ultimately, our goal is to not have Sam do any more of those reports because people are slowing down through time, right? But we know that's not going to happen. So our goal is to have as few as possible. I told the patrol officers, if you don't want to have to do traffic, fine. Then do what you do right now to make sure that that stuff stops. If people are afraid to drive in this town because if they're speeding, they're going to get a ticket, that's the reputation that I want, right? Drive through Sugar Grove, everybody knows you're going to get a ticket. You really don't today, but that's how we all grew up, mm-hmm. right? So you didn't speed through Sugar Grove, right? So people slow down. That's the reputation I want to have driving through downtown Yorkville. 47 in Yorkville, 71 in Yorkville, 34 in Yorkville. I'm not saying we're going to write everybody a ticket, but if they're worried about getting it, great. Have we seen a slowdown in the downtown area? Yes. Is it significant? I can't say it's significant. But that's the first thing that we're focused on this year with our 2025 goal. And we're putting it back on the sergeants. It's their responsibility. You get paid 17% more than your top paid patrolman. Do your job as a supervisor. Direct your people. Solve the problem. So that's our goal for 2025.
Very good.
Questions on that?
I took a call this morning, a complaint of officer sitting on the median on 34 this morning with his lights completely off.
Yep.
And the person said that they almost hit them.
Somebody talked to Hunter today about that, and we put out direction to our staff not to sit in that spot.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I responded back to the person, well, I've seen the way you drive, and if you almost hit a parked car on a median, you need to slow the hell down. So.
I mean, that is
good. Fortunately, it was a very good friend, and...
I mean, I know where they sit like that.
It wasn't our favorite person, so...
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. It is a little, I mean...
If you're paying attention to the road, but, you know, it is a median. Unless it's in the right area that's striped as, you know, where you can do a turnaround kind of thing.
Right.
But still.
You should worry about someone in the median.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you get that close to the median, you got a bigger problem.
The median or even the driveway, you know, the easement on the driveway.
Yeah, sometimes there's the little apron on the side that sit on.
Shouldn't have to worry about that either. But
right. If you're staying between the yellow and white lines...
You'll be fine.
The way cars drive on 34, the way cars drive in general, even in regular, in the subdivision streets,
yeah,
people aren't paying attention because they're looking at these and they're,
absolutely.
So,
it gets real bad between Yorkville and Plano, the speeding.
Yeah.
But Plano will write a ticket. Plano's not afraid to write tickets.
Yep. That's good.
It's that the whole 45 miles an hour when everybody was used to before it was two lanes each way, it was all 55. You know, even going towards us, we go, it was all 55 the whole way, basically, because it was a different road design. Yeah. IDOT comes in, changes it, now it's 45 because it's two lanes with curb and gutter.
Yeah.
That's their standard, is with curb and gutter, you have to drop to 45. And everybody's used to just doing that, and they want to do it because it's a big-ass road. So.
And there's a pretty good gap between step lights.
Exactly. Yeah. So you can, they do it.
Yeah, there is.
So that's,
well, let's see. It's not uncommon to get somebody going 90 plus, 90 to 100, you know, through our highways in town. When you have four lanes and it's open, you know, for a period of time, it's not uncommon.
I will say I put a lot of this on IDOT, though, for their design standards. The wide roads, wide pavement allows traffic to go faster. Go through any of the older towns that are two lane each way, that are narrower, that are more of the 11-foot, 12-foot lanes, not 13 and a half, they go slower.
Yeah.
You get an inherent speed
Look
reduction.
Look at 31 up between Geneva and Batavia.
Absolutely. Well, Batavia made a significant modification to their roadway
Huge.
Now.
Huge. You see that?
Three-lane road instead of four lanes. Yeah. They went to three lanes, so they have a dedicated turn lane and then one lane north-south.
Yep.
They changed that. It's no longer four lanes through there.
Yep.
Where?
They're almost their entire stretch.
Of 31?
Yes, yep. Where they, you know how narrow that was for them.
Go past North Aurora,
yep.
Into Batavia,
yep. Yep. Right,
and then through Geneva.
Yeah. Past the cemetery on the right there?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
They changed it. You have a turn lane in the middle now, and then north-south lane. No more two lanes side-by-side. Okay. And it's working out very well for them.
Oh, I'll bet.
It's slower.
Yeah, but it works. You got nowhere else to go. You can't pass cars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. And you didn't want to pass on that one.
Huh?
No, not even close.
But it works.
That's all I have. Next meeting, we'll have the annual report printed up for you guys to have, and I'll put it in your mailboxes, all the aldermen mailboxes, that way you guys have.
This is shareable. I can share this.
Yep.
Perfect.
It's public record. Somebody FOIAs it, they would get it. So,
share that with a few downtown.
There you go. And if you have one, like, I know there's a couple spots, like, you know, in your subdivision that we've looked at a lot of different subdivisions. If you're wanting specifically what that one is for your subdivision, let me know, and I'll send you that so that way you can share.
Yeah, no, like my neighborhood, I'll wait till we get a follow-up set of data through spring. You know,
yeah.
We did it fall. I think maybe it was summer. It was summer before the construction, and then now
right
that it's striking, we'll do something probably summer.
You talking Cannonball?
No, High Ridge.
Okay. We had a complaint on Cannonball. The guy complained from Alice to Route 34.
Yeah.
We're going to probably set up the speed signs once we're done downtown. We haven't done it since that curb was redone.
Yeah.
I think they did it just after the curb was redone. Are there cars flying on Cannonball between there? I see cars speeding. I can't say they're flying.
You get the one or two ever so often. Because I'm on that road a lot. I see it. You do see those one or two cars randomly that will probably get up to 60, 70 plus.
Yeah.
But the majority...
There's enough cars turning in and out of Home Depot in the Target area just to get over there that you can't really... I mean, you can speed, but it's not going to be crazy, silly numbers.
It's the people that are trying to make cut around, get from one light to the other, and they will try to get as fast as they can until the car pulls out from Home Depot.
That's it.
Trust me. My neighbors got to think we don't live at home because we're on the go all the time, so we use that probably...
I get it.
You don't want a traffic study out of my neighborhood for me.
You're a heinous violator.
Start writing tickets. Right here.
Done.
I'm not saying I speed. I just...
Wait a minute. Didn't he say that?
He did.
Isn't that how you took it?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Admitted, I'll testify.
I'm kind of...
You're
thinking.
Hearing this?
No, I'm kind of hearing. I'm thinking I heard that.
Yeah. I want to see who is the
heinous violator.
It's your wife. That's all I got, man.
Any additional business?
Nope.
Chris?
No, I'm good.
All right. That will conclude our January 2nd, 2025 Public Safety Committee meeting.